Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 62, Becoming a Successful Writer. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we probably already know and learning how to live them. This episode is sponsored by nothing. No ads, no products, no side hustle. Honestly, if you figure out how to buy something from me, let me know because I too am curious. Today's episode is a masterclass in something deceptively simple. If you want to be a writer, write. Earl begins with what he considers the most important principle of all. To become a good writer, you must write every single day. It doesn't matter if you don't feel inspired. It doesn't matter if you don't know what to say. It doesn't matter if you... It doesn't matter if what you produce feels mediocre. You sit down and you write anyway. Writing is not first an act of brilliance. It's an act of discipline. Once you form the habit, something interesting begins to happen. Ideas start to flow. Possibilities expand. Your mind begins working for you because you've signaled that it is something serious to work on. Creativity favors commitment. From here, Earl shifts to vocabulary. Language is the writer's toolbox. The more tools you have, the more precisely you can build. If your vocabulary is limited, your thinking and expression are limited. He tells a story of a salesman who almost nearly landed a major account. He had done the hard work. He had built the relationships. He had presented the product well, but he repeatedly misused don't and doesn't in conversation and in writing. The president of the company walked away from the deal. Why? Because if the salesman didn't care enough to use correct grammar, the client questioned whether he would represent the product with excellence. Fair or not, people judge us by the way we speak and write. Earl makes an interesting observation. When people expand their vocabulary, they often speak less, not more. Why? Because they no longer ramble while they're searching for the right word. They say what they mean, and they mean what they say. As Shakespeare put it, brevity is the soul of wit. Clear, direct communication earns respect. Precision signals mastery. Earl then reads from the 1952 Pulitzer Prize acceptance speech of William Faulkner, where Faulkner eloquently speaks about the responsibility of the writer to uplift the human spirit, to write not just about despair alone, but about courage, honor, hope, pride, compassion, and sacrifice. The writer's task is not merely to describe the world, but to elevate it. That idea leads into a fascinating section where Earl shares favorite quotations from prominent figures of his day. Here are a few examples. John F. Kennedy chose this line from Edmund Burke. "The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing." Lyndon Johnson chose from the book of Isaiah, "Come now and let us reason together." And Walt Disney's favored this line from Mark Twain. "If you pick up a starving dog, make him prosperous. He will not bite you." That is the principal difference between a dog and a man. Each quote reflects something about the speaker, their worldview, their priorities, their philosophy. Earl's point here is subtle but powerful. What we read shapes what we think, and what we think shapes what we write, and what we write shapes the world around us. Earl closes the episode with a reminder that finishing something, a project, a habit, a phase of growth, the Earl Nightingale audiobook series, is not the end of the road. It's only a bend in the road. New terrain awaits. New challenges, new opportunities. The disciplined writer does not stop after one piece. The growth continues. So episode 62 leaves me with this reflection. Writing is a daily discipline, not a rare inspiration. Language mastery creates clarity, credibility, and power. And every finished project is simply the doorway to the next adventure. If you want to become a writer, start today. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.